So let's get this one going. At 7:31, I'm just thinking. We drew the minutes.
So
it won't even be solid.
Under organizational meeting, on the first page. Second paragraph, where it says, Mrs. Finley motioned to nominate Linda as planning commissioner clerk. I nominate Sam.
Yes, that is right, because I was looking at that when I got here and I went, wait a minute.
Well, that's a big mistake. Sorry, guys.
Linda, Sam, you understand the difference.
They kind of look a lot alike.
I might have abbreviated and just inversed my letters. Sorry about that one.
I looked at that. Did I miss something?
Congratulations for a second.
And I think Linda nominated me for the vice chair.
Oh, that I don't remember. I might have, but I don't remember.
You're out of order.
We need a commissioner.
Linda is the...
Nothing.
No. Are you nominated?
I think Linda nominated me.
That I don't know. Let's ask the minute taker. She would know.
I did. I wrote SL.
That would be Sam.
So that would be Sam. Motioned for Ann Finley.
Okay. Let's leave that.
Yeah.
4 weeks later, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't. Anything else?
Not that I saw.
It was an interesting meeting. I'm listening to those guys. Far too specific. You know, when somebody starts with the what ifs, you gotta go, whoa. Sitting in the what if meeting. Anything else? If not, all those in favor?
Hold on. Who motioned Pat to approve the minutes?
We didn't.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with
sorry.
The correct.
I thought we were already beyond that.
I'll second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the chairman is
shaking. That a lot.
Yeah, lost my skill set. The only thing we have is a discussion of the latest developments, Act 181, and it looks very much like they're gonna take the road rule out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are?
Yeah. But it doesn't look like they're gonna leave, it looks like they're gonna do the tier one that's gonna stay.
But they're not gonna do tier three.
Yeah, my suggestion is we work, you know, for us, is that we work on the committee, the downtown committee, and not really waste much time on anything else until we know where we are.
Yeah, I had sort of stopped everything on that until I found out where exactly we are.
Can somebody explain to me in layman's terms exactly what the rule in 181 is about the road?
Well, the road, the argument is that by imposing an Act 250 review of if you, for instance, you give some land to one of your kids on the same property you're on, they have to build a road to it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every road's going to be on a farm someplace, it's going to be 800 feet. And so that means it automatically goes under Act 250 review. So there's a whole bunch of extra extra expense, that they would have to go through lawyers and...
Because of Act 250.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, it seemed that, you know, like I said, some people were overly dramatic in what was happening. I think what it is a lot of people, there are a few people in the legislature who want to, they want to have a park in Vermont. And, you know, but most of the people just, they're busy and they didn't look at it close enough. And we didn't look at it, we just filled out the tier one, tier three, the things that we thought.
See, that's another thing I don't understand.
And never made the implication.
They keep changing it.
What's the tier one, tier three?
Tier one is what we're dealing with, essentially downtown organization, and it allows for less Act 250 rebate.
Yes, that I knew about.
That sold us when we originally heard it.
Yeah.
When we were on the select board and directed this board to start the process. It's changed a few times, as we all know.
2 years. It's been two and a half years.
Well, it keeps changing. Don't we have to backtrack and change what we were doing?
And now it's, what's it called, step?
Stage two.
Stage three.
No, it's what the thing that we're doing.
That's what we're at now. Yeah. It's stage three.
It's not called stage. It's called,
I guess.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Or could be,
now it's stage.
Could be.
But it's probably going to change.
Are we talking about the Rutland Regional Planning Commission?
Yes.
Step three.
Yeah, I thought it was called something.
It used to be steps, but now it's stage.
Maybe that's what it is, and I didn't know it changed.
But anyway, so I don't think we should waste a heck of a lot of time. In the summer, if we're going in the summertime, and if we have to just do planning commission work, it isn't the end of the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Let me rephrase what you just said. So you want to not spend too much more time talking about the application
until
Act 181 figured out with what they're doing.
Until we know where we're at, and then we'll get hold of Gary and see where are we, what's different, what's changed.
Right, you don't necessarily want to stop. You want to hold off, allow the partnership to go, but just hold off weekly, bi-monthly discussion on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll act accordingly. They're pushing, I think they're talking about having a vote this week.
The legislature?
Maybe tomorrow.
They're moving fast.
They are? That was my next question. How long will it take for them to move?
They got a lot of pushback.
I guess they did. I've seen a lot of stuff. That's what made me go the other day. It was this weekend. And I said, I was reading something. And I said, what do you want?
It's legitimate.
I want to read about this.
What is the second rule that they were...
School.
No.
Consolidation.
No, there was another one last. There was a road rule, and there's another one that they wanted.
Well, it's this tier three too as well. It has to do with what constitutes buildable land outside of the town environs, and that's part of tier three. And that again, it's into property rights and people's ability to use their property as it would.
And I can't think of it.
So is this what you're talking about? Are these the tiers?
Yes.
The step one, step two, step three, or is that something different?
No.
Okay, well here's... I tried to understand this, but it was
dumb. To be honest with you, I never paid the least bit of attention to the other ones. It was just for us. It was registering what goes into tier one, tier three, and tier two, and what happens is that we could have inadvertently put somebody out of the running for being able to build on their own land.
Hmm. Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
I don't.
No.
I don't want to answer to anybody.
No, I don't want to be responsible for them.
We're Vermonters.
Some aforementioned relatives of the place.
No, and that makes me up. We've got 150 acres in Hobarton.
There you go.
Wooded farmland.
Yeah.
That
And what they're trying to do is preserve vast spaces of less than developable land or questionably developable land. But what the problem with that is they're cutting into people's ability to give their family a bit of property to start out.
I even read that screed that Mike posted on Facebook, and it made it even, my head was exploding.
It's because people get too dramatic about it. I don't think it was, except for a few folks who took the wording from some lobbying group, and they made it into a law. They didn't really think of they didn't involve enough people is what it is, which is usually the case. You know, they're in a hurry, they want to get stuff done, and they think they're doing the right thing.
So now what, if they get rid of this 181.
They'll have to make the wording differently.
Okay. But they'll still.
I don't think they're going to repeal Act 181.
Okay.
Because the downtown part of it is pretty popular.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Right.
And that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to set this
right
here. Yeah. And I'm not. And worry about anything with
that's
this.
That's a logical idea. You know, the mm-hmm. only thing that it may behoove us to, just talk to the people who are interested already, get together and just say,
partnership. You know, yeah.
Here's what we plan to do if we have a law. You know, if we don't, never mind.
Right.
And
kind of, sort of, yeah.
So I don't know if it is. It's probably not worth getting everybody's hopes up that there would be some magical.
I haven't talked to Will yet.
Although
I wanted to wait until I had something.
We saw him at the concert last night, but we just said hello. So.
The downtown partnership need not be only exist toward one specific end, right? So
right, no, a downtown partnership would still be beneficial.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's Act 181 or not. But if we just did it and then they repeal, then we're not eligible for all the benefits and things that we would have been.
And it's difficult enough to get people to want to be part of an organization. And if there's no benefit out of it, they're going to back right out and they're not going to come back if something else comes up in the future. Which I think they're, I don't know how they're going to end up, but I don't think they're going to repeal it completely. Let's just kind of put the brakes on and see what's going on. This has been a bureaucratic, it really has. It's one
That's
step forward,
on
two
here,
steps
since
back.
Since I've been here.
Yeah. And
me too, and I've been on and off for 2.5 years.
You would think if you look at a thing that has 10 steps, that you could plow through that in a few months without any trouble.
Mm-hmm. But then there was 10 more.
Very close to being 2 years, I think, 2 years in September. So, the only thing else I have, whatever they've got, but there's a training at the RRPC tomorrow at 6 for the next 3 Thursdays. You can do it virtually. You can do it.
I'm up for an award tomorrow night. So
well, congratulations.
I'm going to be at the
awards. Cool.
What are you?
I am. So they had the best of the best in the Lakes region.
Oh, what did you get?
And I'm in the top 5 for gift
shops. What?
Yay!
Gift shops.
Where do we vote?
You voted online.
It's already done.
That's why
completed. She's
top
5.
Yay!
I know.
That's awesome.
When was the voting? I think I voted.
A couple months ago.
Okay.
I'm sure I had put it on Facebook.
I'm sure I did.
I'm sure I voted for you if you were there.
So anyway.
Was there like best librarian?
There's that training.
I really want to go to.
What is it for?
This is better.
Oh, basic.
Land use maps.
Land use you know, what's what, where we are, what's going on, and it's, it may or may not be productive, but
I'd like to say I could be there if it were any other night of the week. I would. Thursday nights I work at a bar running a trivia game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Yeah, you which one?
At Speakeasy Cafe in Rutland.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and it's, now that I'm back in school, it's one of them have kind of like limited sources of income, so I kind of need to keep those.
You're back in school?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm in school full time now.
Oh, you're kidding. Master's?
No. Undergraduate. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Business?
Undeclared.
Undeclared. Hey.
So
it's never
too
late.
You don't know what you want to be when you grow up.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
I'm still doing classes. I don't know.
I keep changing my job every left and right, so it's, you know.
Now, were you working before you became a librarian?
I was a teacher.
Oh, you were teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Anything else?
I've worked in doctor's offices.
It came up at the select board meeting last night, and it relates to our bylaws, so we might as well just touch on it briefly. Cynthia Hutchins' request, which we heard for revision of the rules around keeping the chickens. There, I think maybe we've all talked about this at this point, so nothing new here, but there is an act, a bill that passed the House and is working its way through the Senate as we speak, which would relieve municipalities of the responsibility of legislating around poultry. So,
I think it makes sense.
But they'll make their own, like six hens and no roosters.
Presumably they would. As to what that would look like, I have absolutely no idea. And the language that currently is in the bill is simply that municipalities have no
say on chickens.
Exactly. That's just plain and simple. And VLCT backed up that interpretation. What will happen with that, I don't know. But as I expressed to the select board last night, I think it is best that none of us concern ourselves too much with trying to craft the perfect revision to our bylaws when something that sweeping might come and make it all irrelevant.
It is on Facebook. Yeah. Where people are obviously complaining.
I don't care.
You know what?
Cynthia posted.
Well, oh, she did.
And
it
obviously went down rabbit holes.
I completely missed that, so I'll have to take a
look.
That's
what
happened today.
I couldn't live it on Facebook. I hate it.
I get angry sometimes.
But we also
have to talk about our one app. Nobody answered my email.
About what?
About Donnie. Did you guys get my email?
I don't know if I got an email.
And he was our only applicant, and maybe we should give him a shot. Because he had reached out to me and wanted to know after we were supposed to have the last meeting, and we didn't have it.
Yeah. Did you tell him we didn't have a meeting as well?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I did. I told him we didn't have a quorum. So he's like, well, does that happen often? And I was like, well, sometimes. And then he wanted to know why we hadn't made a decision yet.
We had one?
And I said, because we had other applicants. So we're still having to go through.
Yeah. And it's not our decision.
And
we recommend to the board, makes the decision. Okay. And like I said, I think we're going to have another applicant if we don't already have that. So we'll schedule for next meeting to we'll put that on the agenda for a decision one way or the other. If we
I keep trying to get Simon to join in with this at EDC.
Anyways, we'll make that executive decision on the next meeting. Well, that's the first thing that will be on the meeting, Phil, next time, is to make a decision on a commissioner, a new commissioner.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I know that someone wants to come in and see you the next meeting as well. So that probably... Well,
if they're interested, they should...
Not about joining the commission, about a request to consider a change in a zoning district because of changes in the neighborhood. Awesome. So I recommended they come in and present it to you and see if it was something you were interested in pursuing. So that I was going to put on the agenda first, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Anybody got anything else? If not, I'm going to read the mail.
You got mail?
We got mail.
Oh, good. You've got mail.
AOL. Did somebody get that musical tone note?
That's right.
No, that's connecting to the internet.
Okay, this is about the substation in Fairhaven. So this is case 25-0593-PET, petition of Green Mountain Power for certificate of public good pursuant to 30 VSA 248, authorizing relocation rebuilding of Fairhaven substation in the town of Fairhaven. And this is sent to Holly Anderson, to the clerk. We just got a copy. Usual gobbledygook. Pursuant to condition 4 of certificate of public good, CPG, issued in the above reference case on December 11, 2025, I write to inform the Vermont Public Utility Commission that the parties in the town of Fairhaven, Vermont, that Green Mountain Power has fulfilled the pre-site preparation, CPG conditions, and GMP to begin the site preparation of the Fairhaven substation on March 23rd, 2026. Have they started?
Where is it?
They completed on March 23rd. Doesn't that say they completed their prep?
That's
just go under the new Route 4, and it's on the right that the lot was subdivided for them.
They submitted it March 19th.
Is it a new substation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's a big, much better substation. It gets us up to real life needs in town. It's a good deal, and it's a good place. It also helps the solar state, the solar farm, and if somebody wanted to develop up in that area, that's a big deal too. They have I think they get phase 3 power there too as well. So that's really good. So anyways, that's that. We are duly noted. It came the 23rd of March, which will someday be a holiday.
What is PGA?
The 23rd of March.
What is PGA?
My birthday.
Oh. So this thing that Kevin sent us. And it said the transition or infill along Airport Road was converted to PGA. And the enterprise area at the former Skyline facility parcel was converted to PGA.
What's PGA?
Yeah, I don't understand any of that.
Deb sent that?
Devin.
Devin.
Oh, Devin. Okay.
When did he send that?
Yesterday.
Well, he sent something earlier, too. That was...
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't see that.
Yesterday was the 14th, right?
That was the second email I got from Devin. In the last week.
I think speed of light isn't working at my house.
And I had looked it up and I can't remember. Oh, it was like...
Oh, PGA, planned growth area. Is that what you were asking, what PGA stands for?
Dirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
PGA? That makes sense.
oh, that's... Okay, that's for the mapping?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That makes
sense
now, because I looked somewhere and it was like ground vault earthquake. I was like, what? Yeah.
It's definitely not the Professional Golf Association.
No.
Which is far more important.
Yes.
Yeah, according to my husband.
and of course, this is the...
How can you watch golf?
This is something from...
stupid.
Two Rivers Ottauquechee Regional Commission, Essentials of Planning and Land Use, Monoscutney, Rutland Region, Two Rivers, Series 1, April 16th, hosts. That's good.
That's the one that I emailed you all.
Yeah.
To try and get you if you wanted to.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in Rutland, so I guess I will be on
Yeah, tomorrow's in Brandon, isn't it?
No, it's down in Scotty.
Oh, okay.
No. No, there aren't any.
I thought if you wanted to go on Zoom or something.
Yeah.
Are all three of these the same, or are they different?
No, they're different things.
Oh, okay.
The first one is municipal planning, which is probably the most important one for us to do. Mm. Plan implementation is the second one. That's at Rutland Regional. And land use regulations is the third at Woodstock. So
I'll charge up my
anybody
my
want
tablet so I can get on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get on that one. That's it. Anybody got any public comments?
Let's get that.
One at a time.
Can I comment on one thing? I might be having someone come for historic district renovations.
Oh, okay.
To the home over between the library and the bank.
Mm. Mm.
And so I've just had email discussions about what's involved, and they understand that they would be coming to the Planning Commission to have it reviewed for the historic building.
Yep.
So,
was this Brooke?
I beg your pardon?
Was it Brooke?
Brooke?
Yeah.
The name of the...
Yeah. Yeah, the wife. Is her name Brooke?
I'd have to look at the documents. I don't recall without looking back at my correspondence with them.
I can't imagine that there's much in the exterior that they're going to do that's...
They were talking about siding. Well, I don't want to, you know, do a presentation before they do a presentation, but they mentioned siding, windows, and possibly solar panels on the roof.
Mm.
And I answered back because of discussions that were going on about the historic building and what would be required, that there may be questions about those three items. And then in a recent discussion, they found that the windows could be repaired and didn't need to be necessarily replaced. And the siding they were looking at was one of a narrow nature, in a longer lasting material.
Yeah.
It's a hardy board. That's what they're proposing.
Yeah.
Does it look old?
I mean, I think it looks the way it looks. And it's probably a 3-inch reveal, which is good.
Because I asked, is it wider? Is it going to be like the original siding? And I guess it's going to be the narrower, like...
So they're going to come in next week or 2 weeks?
I think that they will. They understand they would be... What I've set up is for them to fill out a zoning permit application to have a detachment with listing of what they want to do other than the little space that's provided, and pay a $50 the minimum fee for a miscellaneous permit, because I had no fee schedule on it, but to process the permit for it, have you review it to get all the information for you. So ask that they do complete permit application, and at this point I guess it's under contract, so they would need to get the property owner's authorization as part of that application, a signature and authorizing them to apply for that. So I'm not sure of their timing when they'd like to come in, but I just said, you know, if you get things together, I'll put you on the first available agenda at that point. So that's kind of up in the air, but
that's interesting. I never thought of solar panels, but that's an interesting one. But
well, they
on the back of the house.
They could put it also. They might be able to put something freestanding in the rear of that home.
But I don't want this to be prohibitive.
I don't either. But I didn't know to advise them. Right. Just said. Could be an issue. I'm not sure, because this you're kind of the first to go through a review on it.
Yeah.
Does anyone know one way or the other if it's slate on that?
If it's slate, they're going to have trouble putting it on the roof.
I wouldn't want to try to put a solar.
The solar companies they absolutely don't Yeah. They just won't.
I'm afraid so, because they'd be, you know, possibly breaking more than than they'd be installing, trying to put something on a slate roof.
Yeah. But, okay, well, we'll do that next time.
I mean, if the application comes through, I'm just giving you a little heads up that you may have those two pieces of business coming to you.
Yay.
So, other than that.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second.
Jumped all over that. All those in favor?
Aye, aye.
Our select board ran like way too late last night.
It's my job.
What time? What time did you get out last night, Sam?
Jenny, do you want to
finish by 9:45?
Mailings just to have.
Yeah, I'll take a picture if I may.